First Chronicles, chapter 7. Now the sons of Issachar were Tola and Pua, Jashub and Shimron. 4. And the sons of Tola, Azai and Raphiah and Jeriel and Jamei and Jibsam and Shenuel, heads of their father's house, to wit, of Tola. They were valiant men of might in their generations, whose number was, in the days of David, 22,600. And the sons of Uzai, Izrahiah. And the sons of Izrahiah, Michael, and Obadiah, and Joel, Ishiah, 5, all of them chief men. And with them, by their generations, after the house of their fathers, were bands of soldiers for war, 36,000 men. For they had many wives and sons, and their brethren, among all the families of Issachar, were valiant men of might, reckoned in all, by their genealogies, 67,000. The sons of Benjamin, Bela, and Beker, and Jediel, 3. And the sons of Bela, Ezbon, and Uzai, and Uzziel, and Jerimoth, and Iri, 5. Heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, and were reckoned, by their genealogies, 22,034. And the sons of Beker, Zemira, and Joash, and Eliezer, and Elionai, and Omri, and Jerimoth, and Abiah, and Anathoth, and Alameth. All these are the sons of Beker, and the number of them, after their genealogy by their generations, heads of the house of their fathers, mighty men of valor, was 20,200. The sons also of Jediel, Bilhan, and the sons of Bilhan, Jeush, and Benjamin, and Ehud, and Kenianah, and Zethan, and Tharshish, and Ahishahar. All these, the sons of Jediel, by the heads of their fathers, mighty men of valor, were 17,200 soldiers, fit to go out for war in battle. Shepham also, and Hupham, the children of Ur, and Hushim, the sons of Aher, the sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, and Gunai, and Jezer, and Shalom, the sons of Bilhah, the sons of Manasseh, Ashriel, whom she bare. But his concubine, the Aramitess, bare Maker the father of Gilead, and Maker took to wife the sister of Hupham and Shepham, whose sister's name was Maacah, and the name of the second was Zelophehad. And Zelophehad had daughters, and Maacah the wife of Maker bare a son, and she called his name Peresh, and the name of his brother was Sheresh, and his sons were Ulam and Rakam, and the sons of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, the son of Maker, the son of Manasseh, and his sister Hamalekheth bare Ishad, and Abiezer, and Mahalah. And the sons of Shemida were Ahian, and Shechem, and Lichai, and Anaim. And the sons of Ephraim, Shuthelah, and Berid his son, and Tahath his son, and Elida his son, and Tahath his son, and Zabad his son, and Shuthelah his son, and Ezer, and Eliad, whom the men of Gath that were born in that land slew, because they came down to take away their cattle. And Ephraim their father mourned many days, and his brethren came to comfort him. And when he went in to his wife, she conceived, and bare a son, and he called his name Beriah, because it went evil with his house. And his daughter was Sherah, who built Beth Horon the Nether, and the Upper, and Uzen Shira. And Repha was his son, also Resheph, and Telah his son, and Tahan his son, Laodan his son, Amahud his son, Elishama his son, Nam his son, Jehoshua his son. And their possessions and habitations were Bethel and the towns thereof, and eastward Naaran and westward Gezer, with the towns thereof, Shechem also and the towns thereof, unto Gaza and the towns thereof, and by the borders of the children of Manasseh, Bethshean and her towns, Taanak and her towns, Megiddo and her towns, Dor and her towns. In these dwelt the children of Joseph, the son of Israel, the sons of Asher, Imnah, and Isuah, and Ishuai, and Beriah, and Sira their sister, and the sons of Beriah, Heber and Malkiel, who is the father of Berzavith. And Heber begat Japhlet, and Shomer, and Hotham, and Shua their sister. And the sons of Japhlet, Pasach, and Bimhal, and Ashpheth. These are the children of Japhlet. And the sons of Shamer, Ahi and Rogah, Jehubba and Aram, and the sons of his brother Helam, Zophah and Imna, and Shelesh and Amal. The sons of Zophah, Sua and Harnepher, and Shul and Beri and Imra, Bezer and Hod and Shama and Shilsha and Ithrain and Dira. And the sons of Jether, Jephunneh and Pispah and Ira, and the sons of Ola, Ara, and Haniel, and Rizia. All these were the children of Asher, heads of their father's house, choice and mighty men of valor, chief of the princes. And the number, throughout the genealogy, of them that were apt to the war and to battle, was 26,000 men. Chapter 8. Now Benjamin begat Bela his firstborn, Ashbel the second, and Ahara the third, Noha the fourth, and Rapha the fifth. And the sons of Bela were Adar, and Gera, and Abihud, and Abishua, and Naaman, and Ahoa, and Gera, and Shephuphan, and Huram. And these are the sons of Ehud. These are the heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Geba, and they removed them to Manahath. And Naaman, and Ahiah, and Gera, he removed them, and begat Uzzah, and Ahihud. And Shaharan begat children in the country of Moab, after he had sent them away. Hushim and Baera were his wives, and he begat of Hodesh his wife, Jobab, and Zibiah, and Misha, and Malcolm, and Jeus, and Shekiah, and Mirma. These were his sons, heads of the fathers, and of Hushim he begat Abitub and Elpael. The sons of Elpael, Eber, and Misham, and Shemed, who built Ono and Lod with the towns thereof, Beriah also, and Shema, who were heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Aijalon, who drove away the inhabitants of Gath, and Ahio, Sheshak, and Jeremoth, and Zebediah, and Arad, and Ader, and Michael, and Ispa, and Joha, the sons of Beriah, and Zebediah, and Mishelem, and Hezekiah, and Heber, Ishmariah also, and Jezliah, and Jobab, the sons of Elpael, and Jachin, and Zichri, and Zabdi, and Elenai, and Zothai, and Eliel, and Adiah, and Beriah, and Shimrath, the sons of Shimhai, and Ishpan, and Heber, and Eliel, and Abdon, and Zichri, and Hanan, and Hananiah, and Elam, and Antithijah, and Iphidiah, and Penuel, the sons of Sheshach, and Shamshari, and Shehariah, and Athaliah, and Jerusiah, and Eliah, and Zichri, the sons of Jeroham. These were heads of the fathers, by their generations, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem, and at Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Maacah, and his firstborn son Abdon, and Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Nadab, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zachar, and Mikloth begat Shemaiah. And these also dwelt with their brethren in Jerusalem, over against them. And Ner begat Kish, and Kish begat Saul, and Saul begat Jonathan, and Melchishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal begat Micah. And the sons of Micah were Pithon, and Melech, and Teriah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begat Jehoiada. And Jehoiada begat Alameth, and Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begat Mosa, and Mosa begat Biniah. Rapha was his son, Eliezer his son, Azel his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names are these: Azrikam, Bokeru, and Ishmael, and Sheariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. And the sons of Eshek his brother were Ulam his firstborn, Jehush the second, and Eliphelet the third. And the sons of Ulam were mighty men of valor, archers, and had many sons, and sons' sons, 150. All these are of the sons of Benjamin. Chapter 9. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogies, and behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, who were carried away to Babylon for their transgression. Now the first inhabitants that dwelt in their possessions and their cities were the Israelites, the priests, Levites, and the Nethinims. And in Jerusalem dwelt of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh, Uthai the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, of the children of Pharez, the son of Judah, and of the Shilonites, Asaiah the firstborn, and his sons, and of the sons of Zerah, Jeuel, and their brethren, 690, and of the sons of Benjamin, Salu the son of Meshullam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasanuah, and Ibniah the son of Jeroham, and Elah the son of Uzai, the son of Mikrai, and Meshullam the son of Shephathiah, the son of Ruel, the son of Ibnijah, and their brethren, according to their generations, 956. All these men were chief of the fathers in the house of their fathers, and of the priests, Jediah, and Jehoiarib, and Jachin, and Azariah the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, the ruler of the house of God, and Adiah the son of Jeroham, the son of Pasher, the son of Malchijah, and Maaseiah the son of Adiel, the son of Jazra, the son of Meshullam, the son of Meshillamith, the son of Immer, and their brethren, heads of the house of their fathers, 1,760, very able men, for the work of the service of the house of God, and of the Levites, Shemaiah the son of Hashub, the son of Azrakim, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, and Backbacker, Huresh, and Galal, and Madaniah the son of Micah, the son of Zichri, the son of Asaph, and Obadiah the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, that dwelt in the villages of the Netophathites. And the porters were Shalom, and Akub, and Talman, and Ahiman, and their brethren. Shalom was the chief, who hitherto waited in the king's gate eastward. They were porters in the companies of the children of Levi, and Shalom the son of Kori, the son of Abiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren of the house of his father, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the gates of the tabernacle, and their fathers, being over the host of the Lord, were keepers of the entry. And Phinehas the son of Eleazar was the ruler over them in time past, and the Lord was with him. And Zechariah the son of Meshelemiah was porter of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. All these, which were chosen to be porters in the gates, were 212. These were reckoned by their genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their set office. So they and their children had the oversight of the gates of the house of the Lord, namely, the house of the tabernacle, by wards. In four quarters were the porters, toward the east, west, north, and south. And their brethren, which were in their villages, were to come after 7 days, from time to time, with them. For these Levites, the four chief porters, were in their set office, and were over the chambers and treasuries of the house of God. And they lodged round about the house of God, because the charge was upon them, and the opening thereof, every morning, pertained to them. And certain of them had the charge of the ministering vessels, that they should bring them in and out by tale. Some of them also were appointed to oversee the vessels, and all the instruments of the sanctuary, and the fine flour, and the wine, and the oil, and the frankincense, and the spices. And some of the sons of the priests made the ointment of the spices. And Mattathiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shalom the Korahite, had the set office over the things that were made in the pans. And other of their brethren, of the sons of the Kohathites, were over the showbread, to prepare it every Sabbath. And these are the singers, chief of the fathers of the Levites, who, remaining in the chambers, were free, for they were employed in that work day and night. These chief fathers of the Levites were chief throughout their generations. These dwelt at Jerusalem. And in Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, Jehiel, whose wife's name was Maacah, and his firstborn son Abdon, then Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Ner, and Nadab, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Mikloth. And Mikloth begat Shimeam. And they also dwelt with their brethren at Jerusalem, over against their brethren. And Ner begat Kish, and Kish begat Saul. And Saul begat Jonathan, and Melchishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbel. And the son of Jonathan was Merab-Baal. And Merab-Baal begat Micah. And the sons of Micah were Pithon, and Melech, and Teriah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begat Jerah. And Jerah begat Alameth, and Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begat Moza. And Moza begat Biniah. And Raphaiah his son, Eliasa his son, Azel his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names are these: Azricam, Bokeru, and Ishmael, and Sheariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. Chapter 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel. And the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard after Saul, and after his sons. And the Philistines slew Jonathan, and Abinadab, and Melchishua, the sons of Saul. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was wounded of the archers. Then said Saul to his armor-bearer, "Draw thy sword, and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and abuse me." But his armor-bearer would not, for he was sore afraid. So Saul took a sword, and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise on the sword, and died. So Saul died, and his three sons, and all his house died together. And when all the men of Israel, that were in the valley, saw that they fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, then they forsook their cities, and fled. And the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the morrow, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his sons, fallen in Mount Gilboa. And when they had stripped him, they took his head and his armor, and sent into the land of the Philistines round about, to carry tidings unto their idols and to the people. And they put his armor in the house of their gods, and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. And when all Jabesh-Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, they arose, all the valiant men, and took away the body of Saul, and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse.